Hurricane Maria flooded the Puerto Rican neighborhood of Valle Hill last September, leaving its residents behind to clean up the mess. Connecticut Public Radio's Jeff Cohen first visited the town late last year, just a few months after Maria. This week, he went back to check in with residents, and he has this report.
Alberto Diaz lost most of what he had when Maria passed through. 9 months later, he's making opportunity out of disaster. He used some wood he found to make a homemade tostonera, a tool for smashing green plantains. Someone was throwing out a basketball court, so he took it, cleaned it, cut it, and now he's got new wooden floors. After the storm, his front patio was a neighborhood gathering spot for meals, medicine, and conversation. Now, much of it is taken up by what he calls his new colmadito, a corner store where he says he sells a little bit of everything. Diaz says he built it himself to make a little money, and he stocked it with canned goods, snacks, cleaning supplies, aspirin, toothpaste, and sweets. Janet Lozada is his neighbor, and she says the only other place to shop nearby is a market she knows as El Economico, which she says is anything but. Diaz says he got a few $1,000s from FEMA to help fix his house, though there are still cans catching water from the old leaky roof. Lozada says she got more than $30,000, but she says she hasn't used much of it yet. Materials are too expensive. She jokes that Maria's floods washed her mattress away, so she's had to put the money in the bank. As we visited on Monday, the winds and rains of a degraded tropical storm Beryl were about to make their way through Canovanas. The radio told us of major road closures and power outages. Lozada says the whole situation makes her nervous. Now, every time there's a little bit of wind, she fears a storm will take her house. And even though she was preparing on this day for a weekend July storm to pass through, it's September, the height of the hurricane season, that she's most worried about. Jeff Cohen, Connecticut Public Radio, San Juan.